Young people ask, is the occult harmless fun? What do you think? Is there any harm in consulting horoscopes, Ouija boards, or psychics? Are stories of the occult merely allegories, a symbolic battle between good and evil, or are they something more? This article will examine why spiritism can seem appealing and why you need to be cautious. What's the appeal? The entertainment industry has capitalized on occult themes, making them a prominent part of movies, TV shows, video games, and books. As a result, many young people have developed an interest in such things as astrology, demons, vampires, and witchcraft. Why? The reasons include curiosity, to find out if a spirit realm really exists. Concern, to try to find out what the future holds. Connection, to attempt communication with a loved one who has died. Those reasons may not be wrong in themselves. For example, it's only natural to wonder about the future or to miss a loved one who has died. But there are dangers that you should be aware of. Why be cautious? The Bible contains strong warnings against anything connected with spiritism. For example, it states, there should not be found in you anyone who employs divination, anyone practicing magic, anyone who looks for omens, a sorcerer, anyone binding others with a spell, anyone who consults a spirit medium or a fortune teller, or anyone who inquires of the dead. For whoever does these things is detestable to Jehovah. Deuteronomy 18, 10-12. Why does the Bible strongly condemn spiritism? Spiritism promotes alliance with demons. The Bible teaches that some angels rebelled against God and made themselves his enemies. These wicked angels, called demons, mislead people through spirit mediums, fortune tellers, and those who practice divination and astrology. Practicing these things would align us with enemies of God. Spiritism promotes the false belief that certain humans can predict the future. However, only God can say, from the beginning I foretell the outcome, and from long ago the things that have not yet been done. Isaiah 46:10. Spiritism promotes the false belief that the dead can communicate with the living. However, the Bible says, the dead know nothing at all. There is no work, nor planning, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave. Ecclesiastes 9, 5 and 10. For those reasons, Jehovah's Witnesses shun practices that are associated with spiritism. They also avoid entertainment that features such things as zombies, vampires, and the paranormal. If it contains spiritistic elements, says a young woman named Maria, then I shouldn't be watching it. The footnote reads, this does not mean that all fantasy tales directly promote spiritism. However, Christians use their Bible-trained conscience to avoid any practice or entertainment that does. End of footnote. What you can do. Make it your determination to maintain a clear conscience before Jehovah by avoiding any practice or entertainment that involves the occult. Acts 24:16. Discard anything you own that is connected with the occult. Read Acts 19:19 and 20, and note the good example set by first century Christians in this regard. Remember, when you shun occult practices and entertainment, you take a stand on the side of Jehovah, and that makes his heart glad. What your peers say.
Even many children's shows are centered on spiritistic magic, curses, spells, and the like. But Deuteronomy 18:10 says that those who practice such things should not be found among us. This means that they should not be found in our entertainment either. Brandon.
If a TV show or a movie contains spiritistic themes, be strong enough to stop watching it, even if this means telling your friends that you're not comfortable with it. A clean conscience is better than any TV show or movie. Rose.